KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The Nome Chamber of Commerce hosted a community meeting yesterday where attendees heard an update on the Pilgrim Hot Springs geothermal project. The project is in its fourth year, and after 3 years of surveying and conceptualizing the site, confirmation drilling began this summer. The stage is revealing the type and amount of energy that can be extracted from the spring. Chris Pike from the Alaska Center for Energy and Power said researchers drilled into the site's deepest aquifer and hit right above bedrock at around 1,050 feet, a shallow depth by geothermal standards.
Drilling this year, we really wanted to see if we can focus on this deeper aquifer. It's more expensive to get down there, but we believe that this aquifer right here has a closer connection to where the water comes out of bedrock, and so that's going to be your most efficient place to extract water from.
Workers recently extracted the drill bit from the hole. Geologists studied soil and water levels, and now researchers are logging the temperature and flow of the site's wells to determine the aquifer's activity. Water from boiling temperature has not been found, but for the well to be economically viable, it must produce 2 megawatts of electric energy. The next steps for the project includes 3 phases. 1, learning if the aquifer can provide a constant flow if water is being pumped out of the well. 2, constructing a method to inject water back into the aquifer once it has been pumped out. And 3, pinpointing the source that will provide the most geothermal energy.
We're still trying to figure out where that ultimate source of geothermal fluid is. Where is it coming out of the ground, out of the bedrock? There's a fracture or a crack or something. And at this point, that's still one of our unknowns.
Howard Trott, Managing Director of Pilgrim Geothermal LLC, praised the support and the foresight the project has received from the community of Nome.
Everybody has helped us, and that is not what we see. I mean, the vision that we've seen from council, from the utility, to take a city of this size and this load to go from a resource that has to be brought in that has carbon risk and all these kind of things to be running on 100%, the potential 100% renewable at times in a couple of years. I mean, that's visionary. Not many towns have been able to do this, let alone with the challenges you guys face up here.
With Nome support, Trott says the project should be completed by the end of 2014. Work for this year on the project should conclude the third week of October. Until then, the site is operating around the clock 24 hours a day. On Tuesday, the federal government shut down, sending an estimated 13,000 Alaska federal employees on furloughs, which are basically indefinite, unpaid leaves of absence. With thousands of Alaskans temporarily unemployed and with most federal services either closed or restricted, the shutdown is sending its effects across the state because Alaska is closely tied to federal spending. 1/3 of Alaska's jobs receive federal funding. Alaska has the highest number of veterans per capita, and Alaska is the state with the third highest number of federal employees. For an in-depth review of what government shutdown is, why it happened, and how it's affecting Alaska, tune in to Profiles today after the 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. weather. And a public hearing concerning the subsistence status of Bethel has been canceled because of the partial shutdown of the federal government. The Federal Subsistence Board hearing was to have been held Wednesday night in Bethel. Subsistence management officials say the meeting will be rescheduled at a later date. The hearing was to have gathered testimony on the rural determination process under which Bethel would lose subsistence priority once it reaches a population of 7,000 people. Bethel's population stood at 6,080 in the 2010 census. And even with the federal government shut down, the first portions of the Affordable Care Act are getting underway. On October 1st, the open enrollment period began. States launched online marketplaces where people can browse and compare different insurance plans. In states like Alaska, which under Governor Sean Parnell opted not to design its own marketplace, the federal version is available. On Wednesday, the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium sent 4 representatives to Norton Sound Regional Hospital in Nome. There they offered 2 sessions explaining how the the Affordable Care Act would affect health care in Western Alaska. During the afternoon session, Paul Sherry of ANTHC told the 11 audience members that if you're already covered by an insurance plan, nothing much will change.
But if you're eligible for Medicare, if you're in Medicare, Medicaid, VA, or you have a policy already through your work, you don't do any of this.
When it comes to Alaska Native peoples and the state's 34 tribal health groups, things get a bit trickier. Healthcare for Alaska Native peoples is covered as part of the trust agreement with the state. Anyone officially enrolled in a recognized tribe or an ANCSA shareholder is exempt from the individual mandate. For people, especially young people, without official documentation of tribal membership, there will be alternative ways to confirm eligibility. What those will be is less clear, even to the experts. Many parts of the ACA are being worked out as they are implemented. As a general principle, no matter what your status is, find a way to register.
But also, if you are a member of a tribe, or if you are an ANCSA shareholder. So basically, if you're either one of those, you're exempt from the tax requirement. But you have to file it. We're encouraging people to apply under the healthcare.gov.
It's important to know even those who are covered still need to register. To do this, sign up at the website www.healthcare.gov, which will offer the option to note any exemptions. For the 50% of residents in rural Alaska lacking reliable access to the internet, there will be two ways to sign up. Plans are being made to bring paper forms to regional healthcare providers in the near future, and for residents in small communities served by tribal health groups, trained personnel will be traveling in to help register people. These assisters work to coordinate with local community members to advance their visits. In the communities served by the Norton Sound Health Corporation, Brenda Adams heads a small team of assisters trained in enrolling rural community members on location. Open enrollment lasts until March 31st of next year. Those who are still uninsured by then may face a penalty payment on their tax filings. A look at the price of gold this morning, up $28.80 an ounce to $1,317.30. An ounce of silver up 57 cents to $21.83. It's currently 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.